Today's Shia of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shin Ayin Hey. Mahim Advarim Ashruim Bechatzer She'inam Oisrim. Now, before we start this sif, a little bit of an intro is necessary to understand what we're talking about. See, they used to have two-floor, let's say, apartments, like a motel. Imagine a motel strip where you had the first floor and the second floor. The first floor, the apartments are going to be called Batim. The second floor, the apartments are going to be called Alios. And the Batim on the first floor open up to a chatzer, and the Alios on the second floor open up to a mirpeset. And the mirpeset has an attachment from the chatzer to the mirpeset via a ladder. And this mirpeset and aliyah is 10 tefachim higher than the chatzer. Okay, so that's the scenario. So here we begin. Mirpeset shehu derech l'aliyos ha'psuchim la. A mirpeset, which is the route in which one gets to the apartments on the second floor, that opens up to this mirpeset. So again, you have to climb up the ladder to get to the mirpeset, to get into the apartments. So you have to go through the chatzer on the bottom, up the ladder, onto the mirpeset, and on the mirpeset, which is the equivalent of a joint chatzer for the whole second floor, for all the aliyos, for all the apartments on the second floor. That is the route to get in. The mirpeset there is the route to get into those apartments, and to get out of those apartments, to go. So if you had to get out of the apartments on the second floor, you got to go onto the merpeset and down the ladder into the chatzer and then out to the shusharabim. So again, go medes bechatzer, v'olim lo besulam. And this whole apartment complex is in a chatzer. And as we said, you go up a ladder in order to get to the merpeset. Ubnei alios, yoredim mimenu lechatzer. And those who live in the apartments up on the second floor, that's the bnei alios, they go down the ladder lechatzer, to the chatzer, and the oivim l'rishus harabim. That's how they get out to rishus harabim. So in such a scenario, einam osrim al bnei achatzer, the second floor, the alios, those batim, will not aser the batim on the first floor that open up to the chatzer. Why? The sulam toras pesach alav, because the sulam has the status of a pesach between the two chatzeros. What are the two chatzeros? The actual chatzer is the chatzer to the batim on the first floor, and the merpeset is like the chatzer to the alios, to the apartments on the second floor. It's like two chatzeros now. Upesach by name, and a pesach in between. Shem ratzu, that if each floor with their own respective chatzer, the second floor is chatzer being the merpeset, the first floor is chatzer being the actual chatzer, if they want, they could be miarev together. But if they wanted, im ratzu, kol echad miarev latzma, they could have separately had their own erev. Both the second floor and the first floor could have their own separate erev. And therefore, even if the second floor does not join up, right, even if the second floor with the merpeset does not join up with the first floor with its chatzer in one eruv, they will not aser one another. Each one can have their own separate eruv. However, there's one requirement. Uvelvad sheyarvu kol b'nei merpeset latzman. However, the b'nei merpeset have to do an eruv in order to kadesh te regel amutaris from komo. In order that merpeset is a regel that is mutaris to walk around and carry things in its makom. Because if there was no eruv on the merpeset, then that merpeset not being able to carry from those batim of the aliyos, from the aliyos to the merpeset, will then aser the chatzer on the bottom from being able to utilize their eruv. Why? What's the reason for that? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah momentarily. So let's see. First, Sifkat and Aleph and Beis are pretty simple. Einan osrin al bnei chatzer. So they each have their own separate eruvin, the aliyos with the merpeset and the batim with the chatzer on the bottom. Kishelo eruvu yachad. They did not have a joint eruv. Ela bnei aliyos latzman, the apartments on top had their own Erev Ubnei Chatzer, and the batim on the first floor with the Chatzer had their own Erev Latzman. Below Avi Chatzer Echad She'ervu Bnei Chetzi Latzman. We don't view it as one Chatzer where some of the Chatzer had their Erev Latzman Ubnei Chetzi and some of them had their own Erev to themselves. There would be Asri Adadi, right? You can't have a situation if it's one Chatzer where some have their own Erev and others have their own Erev. They would Asri one another from being able to carry. But here, since it's a Pesach, it's like there's two different chatzeros, but the option, because of the Pesach, to join. But they could still view themselves as separate chatzeros. They could do separate eruvin if they would like. Umayri, since we're talking, the only way they're going to be viewed as two different chatzeros, the merpeset and the actual chatzer on the bottom, with this ladder in between, is if the merpeset and the aliyah, okay, is 10 tefachim higher than the chatzer. The merpeset has to be 10 tefachim higher than the chatzer. Because the merpeset wasn't 10 tefachim above the actual chatzer on the ground, it'll be like one chatzer. And then if it's one chatzer, then they can't have separate eruvin, because the separate eruvin will be ineffective, because each Eruv will ask for the other one, since it's all considered one chatzer. Sif katan. bays. So if they wanted to, as we said, they could each do their own Erev. Rotalomar, Umudel Taldel, and if they each do their own Erev, the Chatzah with the bottom and the bottom, their Peset with the Aliyos, with the apartments on top, Afilu Klei HaBayis LeChatzah, they could even go ahead with their separate Eruvin to take and move household items from the Batim on the bottom to the Chatzah, things that were in the house in the beginning of Shabbos, V'chein Klei Aliyah, and then things, household items that were in the apartments in the Aliyos, from the start of Shabbos can be moved to the Merpeset, Aval, Klei HaBayis from the Peset, but the items that were in the beginning of Shabbos in the Batim on the first floor, those cannot go to the Merpeset, or Klei Aliyah, or the items that were in the apartment on the second floor cannot go to the Chatzah on the bottom. That's also Kevin Shalai V'yachat, since they did not choose, based on the Pesach, to do one joint Erev, they did separate Eruvin, so therefore they could only carry out from their Batim to their respective Chatzeros, or the Batim in their respective Chatzeros and Merpesot, Zeu. Now we come to the last halacha, that even though they could go ahead and be viewed as separate Chatzeros, the upper Merpeset, Chatzer, if it doesn't do its own Erev, it will aser the first floor Chatzer and Batim from utilizing their Erev. Why? So look what he says. There has to be an Erev in order for the Erev on the first floor to be effective, there has to be an Erev on the second floor with its Merpeset. Why? What's the Lomar? The Lo Erev with Neatzman, if the Merpeset did not have their own Erev with their apartments, right, the Aliyos apartments on top, the Asura B'mkom, and therefore it's going to be Usher to carry from the Aliyos to the Merpeset, Oseres Gamkein Ala Chatzer. They're going to then go ahead and Asher the Chatzer, L'taltel B'socha, to carry from within the Klei HaBayis to the Chatzer on the first floor. It will Asher the ability for the houses on the first floor, the apartments on the first floor, to carry out to the chatzer. Why? They had their own area from the bottom. The merpeses, but the merpeses chatzer on top, kevan she'ein lo derech acher l'rishus haravim. Since there's no other way for the individuals in the chatzer above in the merpeset, right, the apartments, the aliyos apartments, they have no other way to get through rishus haravim ki im al yedei chatzer, except for going through the chatzer by going down the ladder through the chatzer. Avalei kechatzer zeh lifnim yizeh. It's like a case of the chatzer being the inner, okay, the inner chatzer from the outer chatzer. Ki chatzer zeh lefnim zeh. She'ein lo derech acher ki yimal yedei chatzer achitzona. Remember we had a case way, way back. We have a chatzer pnimi and a chatzer achitzona. The only way you can get out from the chatzer pnimi, from the inner chatzer, is to go through the outer chatzer. In such a situation, kaimalan, we're going to see it going coming up again in Siman Shin Ayin. In Shin Ayin Ches, we had this type of scenario with the batim, one in front of the other. But we're going to see in terms of the chatzeros, when you have one in front of the other, in which you could have to go through the outer chatzer to get to the outside. Halacha is dimnei chatzer apnimi lo ervu laatzman, that if the houses in the inner chatzer that have to go through the outer chatzer to get out did not do an eruv laatzman, that's what's called havilei regel haasura b'mkoma osur alachitzona. The regel that's usur in its own place is going to aser the outer chatzer, and that's what you have here. The regel that's asura b'mkoma, namely the regel that's aser up there on the merpeset, because they do not have a functional eruv on the second floor with the merpeset, those aliyos apartments will aser the chatzer below, which is like the chitzona, and it's batim that go out into it. So therefore, in order for the chatzer on the first floor to have a functional independent eruv, it depends on the merpeset and the aliyos and the apartments opening up to the merpeset having their own separate functional eruv. They can do separate eruvin, but the upper merpeset has to have an eruv in order for the bottom eruv to be functional. Okay, that's because it's like viewed as an inner chatzer going to an outer chatzer, right? Because stam, if you have two chatzeros next to each other with independent exits, the fact that one chatzer doesn't do an eruv has no impact on the other chatzer. It's only because the merpeset is viewed like the inner chatzer going to an outer chatzer that it has to go through in order to get out to the rabbim. That's why it demands that the inner chatzer, in this case the chatzer of the merpesets, the merpeses, which is the chatzer for the aliyos, needs to have an eruv in order for the lower chatzer, the first floor chatzer, to have a functional eruv. We continue on in Sif Beis. Im lo ervu yachad. If the merpeset and the chatzer did not have a joint eruv, because as we said, they have the option to either join in the eruv or they can have separate eruvin because it's a Pesach equivalent. The yesh bechatzer tel o amud, and there is in the chatzer a tel o amud. There is a mound or a pillar that shehu mishutaf, that is jointly owned, bein shneim, is jointly owned by both the upper story, the merpeset, and the residents there, and the bottom floor, with the residents on the bottom floor by the chatzer. They jointly own that pillar or mound that is in the chater, and it rises above the obviously the ground of the chater. Im einam gavoim asar atfachim, if it is not 10 tfachim high from the chater, meaning the people on the first floor do not have to reach up 10 tfachim or more, and as we're going to see, those on the mirpeset do not have to reach down below 10 tfachim. Hare helu elu nechshavim bein hachater ubein hamirpeset ushneim asurim. It is considered between the chater and the mirpeset as equal for both of them in terms of ease of use. And if you remember when we were discussing the issue of the top of a wall and the usage on such a top of wall, so if you remember, the key criteria was when they both could use it, who had easier access in terms of usage, which was more benachas and which was bekasha. But if they were equivalent, like in this case, because in this case they have equivalent rights to it as well as equivalent ease of access, so therefore shneim asurim lahotzi sham kelim shebatim. Therefore, both of them, since they had separate eruvin, both of them would be asur for both of them to go ahead. Both chatzeros, meaning the merpeset and the chatzer, the residents in both, would not be able to use it because since they're separate eruvin, and this becomes defined now as a joint spot to put the items, namely the pillar and the mound. So it would be like a joint chatzer without a joint eruv, and therefore they would all be usher to utilize it with items from their house that were there, items that were in their houses and apartments from the beginning of Shabbos. And therefore, shneim asurim lo sham kelim shebatim. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan dalid bein shneihem. So saying here that they both owned the tail or the amud, the imhu shel echad mehem, because if the rights to that mound or pillar was only for either the b'nei chatzer or for the b'nei merpeset, then harehu b'shus adichad, then it's really the b'shus of one of them. They know most of a love, and it's not going to be usher to them, b'cholgam, because they'll be able, the ones who have the rights to it, they will be able to use it because it's considered part of their chatzer and right their particular eruv, because it's in their chatzer. But here we're talking about where they have equal rights to it. And therefore, since they have equal rights to it and they have equal ease of access, sifkatan hay, he's going to spell this out all out, sifkatan hay, imbchule, haklal bezeh, this is the klal. The kol shel echad tashmisho benachas, whoever has the easier usage, again, when they have equal rights to it, so whichever chatzer has ease of use, haynu bekal, ulasheni, and if the other one, it's bekasha, it's more difficult, so let's say it's more difficult for the merpeset to use it, and for the chatzer people to use it, then lo mikri rak rishus la oso, it's considered the rishus with respect to being able to carry from the bais and put it onto it, it's going to be considered the rishus of the one shetashmisho benachas, that has the ease of use. Ve'ein hasheni yochol lasser, the other one can't aser his use. Avalim shneim shavim, however, if they're equal, meaning they're equal, hein shehu l'shneim bekal, if they're equal in terms of it being ease of use, l'shtamish aloso makam, hein bekashe, or whether it's of equal difficulty for both to use it, and therefore it's going to be shayach l'shneim, therefore it's going to be equally shayach, equally connected to their chater, to their chateros, and therefore they will aser each other as if they were now, as if these mounds or pillars were like joint chateros without an eruv, and they're going to aser each other, let's see, to go ahead and bring out and put on la'oso makom to that particular pillar, top of pillar or mound from the klebayis kevon shelo erev yachad, since there's no joint eruv between the chater and the merpeset. Ve'eze mikri benachas, ve'eze mikri bekasha. What's considered easier and what's considered more difficult? So the Mizbar, the Gemara gives us some criteria as to define what's considered ease of use of the top of the mound or pillar or a more difficult use. To kol shetzarech l'tashmisho zrika, whoever has to go ahead and throw the item to the top of the mound or to the top of the pillar, dahin shatel omud, where the mound or pillar is gavoh mimenu, is 10 tefachim higher than where he's going to be, where the ground is, right? Minasar tefachiv v'tzarech lizrok sham, and he has to go ahead and throw the item there. Oh, shetzarech shilshul, or if he will require lowering the item. Dehainu shamakom ahu namuch mimenu, it is lower down than from his area by 10 tvachim. So then, ukishirotel ishtamish alav, and therefore, if he's 10 tvachim above it, when he wants to use it, he sarich l'shel shel l'aridol yisham, he has to go ahead and lower it down on some type of pulley rope. So then, that's also going to be a more difficult usage if it's below. So that's what he's saying. So therefore, kol zeh mikri kasha, this is all going to be considered kasha. Mupachas me'asara tefachim. But if it's distance less than 10 tefachim away from that ground area, hein mizrika v'hein v'shilshul. Whether by throwing it, you have to throw it to the top of it, or by going ahead and lowering it, ulepamim mikri kasha, and sometimes it's going to be kasha, afilu imupachas me'asara tefachim, even if it's within 10 tefachim. But what? In 20 tefachim in terms of its height, either above or below. If the particular beam or mound was away from that area, the ground area, by dalid tvachim, right? Mimenu arba tvachim. Because in that case, since there's a distance away, you're going to have to also throw it, even though it might be below 10 tvachim from the ground level, but it's at 4 tvachim distance away. So those are the basic klalim. So now we're going to see this all spelled out. So that's what he said. Back to the Shulchan Aruch, just to review before we go back into the Mishnah Berurah. So the Shulchan Aruch had said that there was no joint eruv between the Chatzer and the Merpeset, and they had a Chatzer and a Tel that they had equal rights to, and they equally had ease of access because it was within 10 tefachim both from the Chatzer and from the Merpeset. So therefore, they will aser one another from bringing Kalim onto the top of the mound or pillar. And that's, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Vav, Einam Gavoa Sara Tvachim, Minaret, it's not 10 tvachim from the ground, Vegam Minar Mepeset, and also from the Mepeset Shalom Alamehen, Ein Namuch Mimena, it's not lowered down from it more than 10 tvachim. It's within 10 tvachim from the ground upwards and from the ground downwards, right? The ground downwards is from the Mepeset down below. They both have ease of access to use the top of the beam and pillar. Therefore, they will ask one another, since they did not have a joint eruv between the Merpeset and the Chatzer, since they each had their own separate eruvin. Because if it was below 10 tefachim from the Merpeset above, they'll give it to the Merpeset. Because for them, the use is easy. Meaning, who are the Merpeset? We explained this already. Those are the residents of the upper story. Shabbatim, their apartments in Ptachim, Merpeset. It opens up the Merpeset. And it's the opening of their apartments are on the same ground level as the Merpeset. So the Merpeset is going to be kasha. It's going to be kasha for them to use the top of the mound because it's 10 tefachim or more below their Merpeset level. And therefore, the ones that would be able to use it would be the Bnei Chatzer, because they are within 10 tefachim, and they have the ease of use. Sif Katan Zayin, Ushneim Asurim, and therefore both the Merpeset residents and the Chatzer residents are going to be usher to use it. Sif Katan Zayin, V'dafka K'sheyatel V'amud Samuch L'Merpeset B'toch Arba Tefachim, and this is that in a case where not only are they going to be within 10 tefachim of the top of the mound, both of them, they're also, in terms of the height, but also in terms of the distance, they are both within 4 tvachim equally. That's right, because otherwise, the mayor chokim men are tvachim, because if they're distanced away, one of them more than 4 tvachim, in kain tashmish hamerpeset alav bikasha, because then if the distance from the merpeset to the top of the mound, even though in terms of height, it's within 10 tvachim, but if it's 4 tefachim away horizontally, right, not just within 10 tefachim vertically, but if horizontally it's 4 tefachim away, then the tashmish from the peset is going to be kasha. It's going to be more difficult. V'chatzer, because he could just walk up to it and he's right there, he could put it on top. That would be benachas. So nos nemos, therefore we're going to give the ability to use the top of that mound to nos nemos v'chatzer, the people of the chatzer. And now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. If these mounds, pillars, are more than 10 tefachim from the ground of the chatzer, And Bitoch Ramah says Asara l'merpeset, and it's within 10 tefachim below the merpeset. V'heim Bitoch arba tefachim l'merpeset, and horizontally, it's within, in terms of distance, away from it, not just vertically down within 10 tefachim, but horizontally, it is within, okay, 4 tefachim away. So in terms of distance horizontally from the merpeset, it is within 4 tefachim, and distance down vertically, it's within 10 tefachim. Then the bnei merpeset mutarim, they're going to be the ones that can use the top, because they're l'fishatash mishol lahem b'nachas, because their use will be easier than the bnei achatzer. Look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Sif katan ches uvatoch asara l'merpeset. It's within 10 tefachim vertically down from the merpeset. Then yamaruchak asara gam l'merpeset, because if it's also further down than 10 tefachim or further down from the merpeset, then hayu l'shneim v'kasha. And it's going to be difficult for both of them to use the top. And therefore, once again, yachneim shavinbo. Therefore, it'll be equally difficult to use it. And therefore, lasser zalzed. It's going to be equally difficult. And therefore, they're going to once again answer each other from being able to use the top of the mound or pillar with their items that were there in their apartments from the beginning of Shabbos. Sif katan tes, the name merpeset, since vertically it's within 10 tefachim down from it and horizontally within 4 tefachim away, their use is going to be the use is going to be easier for the merpeset to use the top of these beams and pillars. Sheim lo b'soch hasar tefachim, because they are within 10 tefachim below, and also they're not distanced away from it horizontally. And now we continue, meaning 4 tefachim. And now we continue on in the Shulchan Aruch. So then he says, but if the merpeset, okay, is distanced horizontally away from the top of the mound, 4 tefachim or more, even if vertically below, it's within 10 tefachim. Even if from the chatzer it's 10 tefachim high, and it is toch asara, Ramah adds, from the merpeset, still, harei elu b'chal hachatzer b'mepeset. Then, once again, they're considered equal in terms of difficulty using it, because the merpeset has a distance away horizontally of 4 tefachim, the merpeset, and the chatzer has it vertically a height from above 10 tefachim and above. Therefore, l'fisha shneim efshel l'shtamish behen al yidei zrika, since both of them have to use it by throwing the item there, l'fichach shneim asurim, therefore they'll both be asur l'hotzi sham kelim, to go and bring kelim and put it there, sheshavsu v'batim kelim, that were initially at the beginning of Shabbos in the house, whether in the apartments, whether the apartments are the apartments of the merpeset in the alios, or the apartments on the ground floor by the chatzer, until there's a joint area, they will not be able to go ahead and use the top of that mound or pillar. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura here. Sif katan yud afal pi shegvoim. So we said if it's distanced away horizontally from the merpeset, 4 tefachim, even though it is 10 tefachim vertically above the ground of the chatzer, right? V'toch asara l'merpeset, and it is within 10, we're in Sifkat Yud, of the merpeset below, vertically. Rotolomar, this means to say, vim kein hayashayach l'merpeset, ukemo she kasav mitchila. If that the case, it would be shayach to the merpeset, like we said initially, even though it's shayach to the merpeset, because vertically below it's within 10 tefachim, and from the chatzer it's above 10 tefachim, still it's distance away horizontally 4 tefachim. Ukisharotim b'nei merpeset l'hishtamesh sham hu rak al yedei zrika, and therefore, even though it's within 10 tefachim below, since it's 4 tefachim away, he's going to have to throw to get it on top of the mound or pillar. And therefore, mikri tashmisho gam came to kasha, therefore its use is also difficult. Zemach mas gavo, for the chatzer, because of it's too high. And zemach mas rachko, and this is because of the horizontal distance away. They both have difficulty that's going to demand throwing it, either because it's 4 tefachim away or 10 tefachim up. And therefore, Yud Aleph, that's what he says, Tocha Sarah l'merpeset. It's within 10 of the merpeset. And if it's below 10 tefachim, meaning it's 10 tefachim vertically below the merpeset, and it's also 4 tefachim away, so there, yesh deos ba'poiskim. Then there are different opinions in the poskim. Yesh omem, kevan shul ba'al merpeset, yesh de reusos. Some say, since the ba'al merpeset, the ones from the merpeset, the residents of the merpeset, they have two strikes against them. Number one is vertically below 10 tefachim, the mound, and it's at a horizontal distance of 4 tefachim. Shenemuchim yasara v'gam muflagim arba tefachim, right? It's below 10 tefachim, vertically below, and 4 tefachim away, distance-wise, horizontally, in Cain, tashmish shel anshe hachotzer, noach yoiser sham v'noisnin oisai lahen. If that's the case, the tashmish of the anshei chater is going to be easier because to the anshei chater, it's only an issue of 10 tefachim higher than the ground, meaning vertically above. There's never going to be an issue of distance away because it's resting on the ground of the chater. Never going to be a distance of 4 tefachim away horizontally. The yesh omrim, there are others that say no. Since from the chater, it's also difficult because it's 10 tefachim above the ground. They're both considered tashmisho b'kasher. The fact that the merpeset has two things that make it kasher. Still, we're not going to go and give it to the chater based on this. And therefore, usage becomes aser to both the bnei chater and the bnei merpeset. Then he says, bor shebi chater. If you have a pit in the chater, that are shel bnei merpeset u'bnei chater b'shutvus. They both have equal rights. The Bnei Merpeset and the Bnei Chatzer to that pit. U'makifaso chulia gavoa asara, and this pit is surrounded, okay, with a wall of 10 tefachim. U'smucha lemerpeset betoch arba tefachim, and it's within this surrounding of the pit is within 4 tefachim in distance horizontally from the merpeset. Osrim ze al ze, they're going to ask one on the other. Kishalo ervu yachad, if there's no joint eruv, to go ahead and lamalos mayim, to go ahead and to fill up water with a dli, with a bucket in the well, she shavas bebayis, to use a kli that, right, a pail that was originally in one of the homes of the chatzer or valios or one of the homes on of the merpeset, v'chein lachnis hamayim levateim, and also be usher to bring the water into their homes. We don't give it to the merpeset. Tashmisho b'kasha al yedei shilshul asara tefachim labor, because for them it is also difficult because they have to also lower down the bucket 10 tefachim into the well. Vafilu imabor malei mayim, and even if the bor is filled with water, agova hachulia shesmuchel merpeset, even if the water goes up that well all the way up into above the ground, up into the well where the walls are surrounding the well, up very close to the merpeset, still it's going to be aser mishum gzeira, because of gzeira shem yachzru, maybe the mayim will get less mayim there in Shabbos, and yishtamshu bo kibatchila, and we have to be using it in the same way, and they would be go ahead and using it the same way as if the water was above again. But if the bor was full of stuff, with water, like water that could not be taken out on Shabbos, then it would be like an amud or a tel, that would be 10 tefachim above the chater, but would be toch asara the merpeset, because the bor is filled up with something that's not going to be taken out, close up to the merpeset. We'll then forgive it to the name merpeset, if it's not 4 tefachim away horizontally, the yishtamesh al-gaba, to go ahead and utilize that which was inside that pit, in that bor filled up. But mayim is something that can be used up, and therefore they were geyser, even if the water is raised above the ground level of the chatzer and goes up all the way close to the top of the merpeset. In that case, they equally cannot use it, even though right now the water is within 10 tefachim reach of the merpeset and not within 10 tefachim reach of the chatzer, because it's surrounded by the walls, the outer walls of the well that's above ground. Now, you might be asking, you know, this Mishnah Brewer that emphasized that even the pit, is if it's filled to the top with water, so the residents of the Peset do not have to lower their bucket 10 tefachim, and he says it's usher out of concern that the water level will drop over the course of Shabbos, so they'll have to lower their bucket 10 tefachim. What about the principle of hovel v'hutra hutra? So the truth is the Gemara discusses this, and its initial thinking was that if the water level is at the top of the pit, it would be permitted for the residents of the landing to use the pit, even if the water level were to drop on Shabbos, since we would employ the principle that once it was permitted at the outset of Shabbos, hovel v'hutra b'tchilas Shabbos, it remains permitted for the duration of Shabbos. However, the maskana of the Gemara there, check out also the Ritva there, daf pei dal amud aleph, is that we do not apply this principle here, because as we've said it a couple of times, when we anticipate that circumstances will change over the course of the Shabbos, such as in this case where it is likely that the water level will drop, so we have this we don't have projected heter, and therefore we cannot employ hovel v'hutra, and therefore out of the concern that the water will get used up, and then it will be at a distance of 10 tefachim from the merpeset as well, they asked it even when the water level was up high, close to the merpeset as well. Ad kan.